9:59. Hi everybody, this is my marching on day 17. And I'm going to go and make myself a cup of tea. Because I haven't had... my phone's talking at me because it's telling me how long I've got left. I don't really want to know that. I'm going to make today's marching on boo another sort of topic-based one, really. And at some point in the next few days, I'll do another sort of set of boos on location so that they're a bit more exciting. I'll get out and about a bit more and do some things. But today I'm going to talk about the emphasis that we place on particular jobs, especially within our society, our sort of westernised society. Now, the reason I've thought about this one is because I'm a qualified counsellor. I've done all the sort of training and so on. The only thing I have left to do is to get another 400 or so hours of practice time before I can be properly sort of accredited or affiliated or whatever with with the BACP, which is the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. Now, I've got friends who have got, you know, very similar experience to me in regards to their professional experience and their training and all this, who have managed to get paid work in the field of counselling. Whereas me and a few others struggle massively to get anywhere. You know, usually you get people that want free, they want voluntary counselling. Like, for example, there's a place at the moment that I'm trying to get involved with who want me to counsel for free, with the idea that they're giving me experience to get my further hours until I'm properly accredited. But they want me to pay for my own travel expenses and things like that. Now, with the kind of the counselling world, it's a kind of thing where it's very, it's not regulated. So there's a certain amount of kind of leniency, I guess, in regards to what people accept in regards, you know, qualifications and so on. And as a rule, really, people prefer you if you're sort of BACP accredited, which is why I'm trying to get my hours. But as it is, there are also people who don't sort of accept, they're not really bothered about, you know, accreditation. But it seems like they're few and far between, and also I think because the NHS now is tightening up, you know, really on things and not got much money, again they are sort of wanting people to be more associated with a certain body. And I just kind of wanted to broaden the topic really to talk about kind of certain jobs and how they are valued differently. For example, I have a cleaner. Now, I pay her sort of, because she comes with her husband, so I pay her £10 an hour and I pay her husband £10 an hour. And that's fine, you know, I have no problem with that sort. Yet, I don't mean this in a horrible, way, degrading way, but I wonder, Has she done sort of courses and things on being a cleaner? Maybe she has. You know, maybe she has. Maybe she's got lots of experiences and lots of apprenticeships in cleaning. I don't know. But I wonder what it is about that role that makes us as a society almost feel it's okay, or it's more acceptable then to be asked to pay, you know, £10 an hour, whereas counselling, a lot of people want it for free. you know, a lot of it, there's not, you know, it's getting cut. It's one of the things that's getting cut, and it makes me, I guess, sometimes a bit disheartened, because I think, well, I've gone through all this to kind of get to where I am now, and actually, really, there's nothing ahead, really, because there's just not the work. And those of you among the listeners of my booze, who are also sort of counsellors and things, will, I think, appreciate what I'm saying for some of what I'm saying here. Combined with the fact that I've had quite a lot of prejudice in regards, you know, doing this counselling, people have been quite, oh, you know, how do you counsel if you're blind and that kind of thing. So there's been a fair amount of sort of difficulty, really, in getting placements and things. And now that I'm finally sort of qualified and done my course and everything, you'd think it'd be a bit easier. Because I'm not actually a student now. I've actually passed my course. I'm sort of in the middle, if you like. And so some people that I know are going privately and charging for their services. The reason I don't do that is because, A, I don't really want to have to use my home, because I think a lot of them use their homes, and I don't really feel like doing that. And B, I don't know much about setting up my own business. And also, I feel personally I'd like more experience sort of within organisational settings first. But the least I'd like is to pay my travel expenses. I don't have a problem necessarily with the fact that they're asking me to counsel for free in regards, you know, getting experience. But the issue I have is they won't pay for my travel expenses. But I think really the overarching question really that I'm talking about today is about value and jobs and how, you know, certain jobs just aren't looked at as, you know, you, for example, you wouldn't say to a doctor, oh, could you come and do some free operations for me, please, and, you know, we won't pay your travel, blah blah blah. It gets to me. And at the moment, the place I'm trying to look for to do work out in is uncertain whether they're going to get their contracts renewed, so there's a lot of kind of uncertainty about that, so I've put that on hold because they don't know if they're going to carry on their contracts, so that's not good. So I just wondered really what your thoughts were on this, particularly if there's other experiences that any of you've had in regards to sort of different cultures and different sort of countries and things, about, you know, the value that they place on certain things. I mean, obviously the notion of mental health and that kind of thing is, from my understanding, it's quite westernised, in that if you look at other countries and other cultures and things, it's not as, you don't get, you know, as much, you know, there's not as much mental health sort of diagnosed. I mean, that's a whole different topic altogether, because you could say, well, do they use different measures to measure people's health and all that kind of thing, but as a rule, I think that kind of thing, counselling and that, is very westernised. But even then, it's not valued as much as certain other things. So I thought I'd sort of share my views on that one. Just see how much time I've got. Time remaining, 1 minute and 29 seconds. I've got 1 minute, 29 seconds. That's not bad, is it? so I'm going to go and drink my tea and listen to the Archers. No, I'm not. I'm not going to listen to the Archers at all. I don't know where that came from. I'm going to listen to Harry Potter. I listened to the Archers yesterday. And I will speak to you again soon. Bye for now.